Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're hanging with me because we got our good buddy Charlie Fuel back on the show. Charlie is the president of Charlie Fuel and Associates. He and his company are successful trainers, speakers, consulting. They help companies like yours and mine make sure that they know how to put their best foot forward in the marketplace, especially when it comes to working with customers. And those are very important members of our organizations, our customers. Charlie Fuel, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be back.
It's good to have you back. When's your book coming out, Charlie?
Well, we hopefully first quarter.
First quarter. I haven't seen my copy of it. I haven't seen a galley of it.
You will.
All right, make sure I get a copy of it. I need an advanced copy.
Yes, sir.
So, Charlie, customers, this customer relationship, if you haven't found out by now, by fourth quarter 2009, if you haven't found out how your customers really feel about you, you'll never know, will you?
No, sir, and I got to tell you, Jim, I still find that many small businesses let the day-to-day activities of the business get in the way of that relationship. There are so many things we get involved in. There are so many distractions, necessary distractions, that you have to get into to keep the business running that sometimes the customer relationship piece and the strategic piece of that just falls off the table. But it is so
essential. What's really more important? Customers create sales, and as one of my mentors used to say, sales cures all ills.
Isn't that right? I mean, that's the way we in my seminars, I talk about you sell around your problems.
Yeah.
You know, Jim, the taxes are due, and an employee called in sick, and the system crashed, and you go down that plethora of things that happen, and oh, by the way, then at the end of the day, we thought, I meant to do this or that, and my customer retention piece, and it just, maybe I'll get on it tomorrow.
Well, it's because our customers aren't pulling at us like these other irritating things may be. You know, Charlie, I was thinking as you were talking about that, I was thinking about my training when I was learning how to fly an airplane on instruments. And you learn something called a scan. And your scan is all the different instruments on your panel, because as you know, when you're in the clouds, you can't see outside, so you're looking at your panel. Well, there's one instrument in the middle called your attitude indicator.
Yes, sir.
And that's how you can tell if your wings are level with the ground, and if your nose is up or down, and that is your single focus of your scan, and everything else rotates off of that. You check your indicator, your attitude indicator, you check your airspeed. You check your attitude indicator, you check your engine conditions. Attitude indicator, you check your navigation. Attitude indicator, you check something else. You're back to speed, airspeed. But you always come back to the attitude indicator. In your business, that's your customer.
Absolutely.
Everything else, you got to stay with those guys, and you can look over for a minute, but you always got to come back real quick.
Absolutely.
And we don't do that, though, do we?
We don't. Let me just say a couple things here. Just make a couple of points. And this is going to sound elementary or repetitive, but number one, I think today, if you really want to retain customers and survive the winter, you absolutely have to have a well-defined selling process. And I mean describe at every point of contact how you want that customer to feel about the experience. A lot of small businesses are absolutely experts at what they do, whether it be a cleaning service or a computer programming service, whatever. They're experts at that part of it. But that clearly defined selling process, and at every point of contact, my entire team has got to know how the customer feels about the experience. If I haven't diagrammed that and strategically put that on the dashboard, if you will, see, that to me, that's that attitude indicator.
Mm-hmm.
That customer experience indicator has got to be top of mind every day, because, see, we're on stage every day.
Yep.
We're on stage every day. If we don't have that top of mind as well as everything else, And that's the first thing that causes us not to retain a customer.
So that information that they're giving you about the experience, that's telling you whether the wings are level or not.
Absolutely.
That's the information you're getting back from that gauge, isn't it?
Absolutely. Let me tell a short story here if we got time. I was in a green room for a radio talk show a few months ago, and there were four or five of us going to do an interview during the show, and I was last, and there was a gentleman in the green room with me who had a folder. Jim, it had to be at least 4 inches thick in material. And I'm thinking, mankind, he's only got about 6 minutes. He doesn't need all that. Well, ask him what it was. He says, this is customer feedback.
Wow.
He said, 100% of the time, we ask our customers to answer 5 questions about the experience. Has nothing to do with whether the service was correct, because it happened to be a computer repair company. Mm-hmm. And, of course, until the computer got back to its home and was, you know, turned on and so forth, they didn't know if it was for sure going to work. But the experience, he said, we ask our customers 100% of the time to give us feedback. Now, they don't always do it, but here's 6 months' worth, and it was 4 inches thick. And he said, we know about that experience right now before they leave. And he said, if there's a problem, we deal with it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been in business over 30 years. So that's constant feedback.
That is outstanding. If every business, large or small, would ask their customers those kinds of questions, there'd be a lot more successful businesses.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and Jim, something else before we take a break here. In this time in the economy and in the climate, if you have a spirit of timidity and if you're not passionate about finding out, you're going to struggle.
Yeah.
You cannot be timid about engaging that customer and asking them about the experience and asking them about other services and asking them for referrals, because if you have that spirit of timidity that, well, you might run them off, well, you might not retain them.
Right. Well, customers want to feel like you're fighting for their business. They want to feel like that they're important enough that you're getting a little excited about their business, that you're acting, you know, very devoted and dedicated and motivated to get them, keep them happy. That kind of a connection is important in a long-term relationship, isn't it?
Absolutely. If you don't make me feel important, then why keep coming back?
Right.
Absolutely.
Well, that go ahead.
No, that feedback piece is just one piece of it, but it sure does make an impact when I take the time to ask you how you felt about it.
Right. And you can come back to the customer and show them how their answers compared to other people.
Absolutely.
And they like that kind of feedback. Stand by, Charlie Fuel. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Charlie and I will be right back. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Don't regret it, trying to be alive. On the wire, just to catch my breath. I don't know how or where, but I'm going. It's all that I have left.
Well, I sort of had a crown, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with Charlie Fuel. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We built it just for you so you could have the maximum opportunity to be successful. If you're a startup or if you've been in business for a while, we got something that will help you there on any topic under the small business sun. You got 5 seconds. You got 15 minutes. We got something that will help you there. And don't forget to check out my blog. Subscribe to my newsletter. Lots of good stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. As I said, Charlie's with us. Charlie is the president of Charlie Fuel and Associates. Charlie, tell us how we can find you.
www.charliefuel.com, charliefuell.com.
All right, so check it out. And the new book's on the way, right?
Yes, sir. We're working on it.
You'd be amazed how many of my brain trust members I badgered into writing books just to get them to... I'm glad you're doing it. We need to hear from you, Charlie. We're talking about customer retention. I believe that where we're going is going to look a lot different from where we've been. What do you think?
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I was in a seminar last week, and I was not aware of how fast the social media landscape is changing, and that affects our businesses every day. the customer of tomorrow, according to this expert who conducted the seminar, the customer of tomorrow would prefer a text message or a tweet versus a phone call or an email.
Yeah.
So in our selling process, if we haven't become attuned to the social media aspect of that and how that point of contact can work for us, then we need to get tuned up to that real quick. I have one client up in Kentucky that started experimenting with Facebook, my goodness, 6 or 8 months ago, and I don't have any hard data, but he claims that the Facebook part of his business is starting to get better and better.
Wow.
Where part of the traditional marketing processes were starting to fall off. So I think that's another thing that we haven't even realized yet in many cases, how important that's going to be.
I've got a story. I don't know if I've told you this or not, but I heard a lady talking about, she is a social media guru, and she met this guy, and he was complaining about a customer who wouldn't return his emails or his calls. And she said, well, how old is this guy? She said, he's about 27, 28 years old. And he said, well, so you've been emailing him and leaving a message on his voicemail? I said, yeah. I've given him a proposal, and I need to find out what he wants to do. She said, have you texted him? He said, what's that? He's probably, he's like me. He's been around a while. And so she said, give me your phone. Your cell phone. He gave it to her, and she said, "Do you know? Is his email in? I mean, is his cell phone in here?" She said, "He said yes." Or they, anyway. Long story less long. They texted the guy. She helped him text the guy, and in about 2 minutes, the guy pinged him back. And she said, "This guy doesn't want to do business by email. He wants you to text him."
And that was the point of the guy's seminar right there, Jim. See, those guys like you and me that have been around a long time,
yep.
I push back texting. I push back from it because I don't like it, but the customer of tomorrow, if that's the media they choose to use, we better figure it out.
I've got a new customer who told me he likes to communicate by Twitter. And I mean, we do Twitter. We do a lot of Twitter stuff. We post a lot of our information, all of our information on Twitter. But I'd never used it exactly like he wants to use it. And so guess what? I'm learning.
There you go.
And we all have to do that. And we're talking about, here's another thing, Charlie, I want to ask you about. I've been pointing out that more and more customers are in complete control of the relationship because they now have as much information, many times more than you and I have as the experts. Have you noticed that?
I agree.
So how are we going to serve customers who really have control of everything now?
Well, I'll tell you what, I can only tell you I'll give you some feedback. A friend of mine went to buy something, studied the website for the company, went to buy the product. The salesperson started to tell him some outlandish story, and right there would just hold it. I've already read your website. At least if we're going to have things on our website, mm-hmm. we have to know what's there and
right.
what our points of sale are. I mean, today, the customer, as you said, can know more about what we do or like products because, see, part of our business plan should be to study the competition. If I don't take time in my week or in my month to look at the competition to see what they're saying on their website or their social media sites or in their sales literature, their point of sale stuff, how in the world can I know what customers are seeing? And it's like I say in my seminars, when a customer comes to you, they have one of two perceptions, basically. One, they've either done business with you, and the perception of today is about what happened in the past, how good or how bad it was, or they've done business with a like company, and their perceptions of your kind of business is based on the relationship with the other company. So
right.
you have to reset that model. They come to us with so many perceptions about quality and service and product and the entire thing, the industry we're in, that we have to be attuned to that.
Isn't it more important than Charlie rather than knowing what we're going to say to them about what we have to sell, our first job is to find out kind of where they are in the process.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll give you this part of the new book, and that is you have to slow down to say, Mr. Customer, and in your own way, you have to say, Mr. Customer, why are you here and how'd you hear about us?
Right.
And just let them tell you what's on their mind.
Listen, that part's not going to change in the new world. Hey, Charlie, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Charlie Fuel, ladies and gentlemen, that's Charlie Fuel. Website again, charliefuel.com, is that right?
That's right, charliefuel.com.
All right, check it out. Thanks, Charlie. See you next time.
Thanks.
Happy holidays. Quick break. Right back with Michael Medved. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.